Welcome to the Chrisman Commentary Daily Mortgage News Podcast. I'm your host, Robbie Chrisman. Topics on today's episode include looking ahead in mortgage, M&A is alive and well, and steady as she goes in the capital markets. Thanks to today's podcast sponsor, Essex Mortgage. Essex specializes in providing exceptional mortgage subservicing solutions tailored to meet your specific needs. Looking to capitalize on your excess servicing strip? Check out Essex's servicing offerings today. I accidentally rubbed ketchup in my eyes, and now I have hindsight. In terms of foresight, or looking ahead, there are some interesting things going on out there in mortgage land. How about the Capital W Collective, nonprofit for women in mortgage capital markets? And Beeline's Miguel Vega has been in the press lately with the dream of owning a piece of America as a dominant theme in the Latino community blog, and the company launching a Spanish language version of its home loan experience this week. For links to those stories, visit robchrisman.com. Something else that continues to be interesting is the question, are brokers violating RESPA every day? This question is asked because brokering is a referral of a customer to a lender, right? HUD identified 14 services normally performed in the origination of a loan, and brokers usually do 5 out of the 14 services, including taking the application, to get around RESPA. Brokers, be careful that you're the person actually originating a loan in terms of regulations. UMB Financial Corporation and Heartland Financial announced today that they have entered into a definitive merger agreement under which UMB Financial will acquire Heartland in an all-stock transaction valued at approximately $2 billion. Heartland is headquartered in Denver and has $19.4 billion in assets, $16.2 billion in total deposits, and $12.1 billion in total loans as of March 31, 2024. The combination of companies will create an entity spanning a 13-state branch footprint, adding California, Minnesota, New Mexico, Iowa, and Wisconsin to UMB's existing 8-state footprint, which includes Missouri, Illinois, Colorado, Kansas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, Arizona, and Texas. Last week we learned that in the first quarter, gross domestic product growth fell short of expectations at a 1.6% annualized pace, despite strong consumer spending. Personal consumption increased by 2.5%, driven by a 4% rise in spending on services. Personal incomes rose by 0.5%, while personal consumption increased by 0.8%, driven by healthcare and housing. The personal consumption expenditure deflator reading rose to a 3.7% annualized rate, but March's personal income report suggested inflation peaked in January and didn't steadily rise throughout the quarter. Accordingly, this news, and the news for some months now, suggests that the Fed is expected to remain patient in shifting to a less restrictive monetary policy, with markets adjusting expectations to fewer rate cuts for later in the year. Separately, and fortunately, home builders are still delivering completed homes despite higher rates, evidenced by new home sales being up 8.8% in March. It's a big week this week for scheduled economic news, as all eyes will be on the Federal Reserve on Wednesday and on the jobs report on Friday. Investors will look for more direction on whether the economy is heating or cooling, as well as the Fed's updated thoughts on inflation. Other highlights this week include the quarterly refunding announcement, house prices, consumer confidence, PMIs, ADP employment, construction spending, productivity, and factory orders. The week gets off to a quiet start with one data point due out later today, the non-market moving Dallas Fed Texas manufacturing for April. We begin the last week of April with agency MBS prices better by 1/8 to 1/4 from Friday's close, the 10-year yielding 4.61 after closing Friday at 4.67%, and the 2-year at 4.97. Let's wrap up with a joke and some housekeeping. A driver is stuck in a traffic jam on the highway outside Washington, D.C. Nothing is moving. Suddenly a man knocks on the car window. The driver rolls down the window and asks, "What's going on?" "Terrorists have kidnapped the members of Congress and they're asking for a $100 million ransom. Otherwise, they're going to douse them all in gasoline and set them on fire. We're going from car to car collecting donations." "Well, how much is everyone giving, on average?" the driver asks. "Roughly a gallon." Thanks again to this week's podcast sponsor, Essex Mortgage. Essex specializes in providing exceptional mortgage subservicing solutions tailored to meet your specific needs.
If you have any questions about the podcast or sponsoring opportunities, send me an email at robbie@robchrisman.com. Visit robchrisman.com for more information on our industry partners, access to archived commentaries, and how to subscribe to the daily mortgage news and commentary. To listen to or download past episodes of this podcast, search Mortgage News on any platform you get your podcast from.